This is Carol Flagg of High Tech Answers, and at HIM 16 in Las Vegas this year, I spent a few minutes with Charles Lougheed, President and Chief Strategy Officer, and Dr. Anil Jain, Senior VP and CMO of Exploris, an IBM company. Here is that interview.
Charlie, Dr. Jain, thank you for joining me today. How is your HIM 16 going in Vegas?
It's going fantastic. A lot of exciting innovations that we're seeing, and very much in the theme of transforming health through health IT. Yeah. So it's great.
The actual core of what we're talking about, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've seen over the years HIMs evolve, and data has always been something that's sort of been in the background. In the last couple of years, especially this year, data is very much in the foreground. It's extremely important for these organizations, healthcare organizations in particular, to manage their patient populations with good data. It's important for them to be healthy as organizations, and they need data to manage that risk, particularly when they take it on themselves on their balance sheet. So it's the ball game is changing a bit in healthcare.
Well, you know, it's so funny. I actually noticed that this year as well, you know, as far as the conversations and the tone are different than, you know, years past where it was MU, Health Information Exchange, you know, ICD-10 last year. You know, I mean, it seems like this year the focus is on interoperability, really real interoperability and data and analytics.
Yeah, I think data's begun from a model where it's a sort of a nice to know, or it's a small group that it will analyze performance and actuarial things around the patient population. But it's gone from sort of a nice to have to an absolute need to have to deliver healthcare in this economy. And you know, we see it not only with our customers, but also the customers that they serve. You know, healthcare in many ways needs to be able to think about how they sell their services to the market, whether it's payers or employers. And having a good understanding of data and the risk behind it is absolutely key for them.
I think we're seeing a big shift into demonstrating value and outcomes. I think every group here needs to be able to demonstrate that what they are providing to the providers or to the various stakeholders is adding value to the system. And it's no longer about just having the EHR in place, but how are you using that to do some of the most important problems that they're trying to solve? Population health, value-based care, thinking about the enterprise data warehouse not as a technology play, but as a transformation play for the changes they need to have. So we're seeing a lot more emphasis on outcomes and ROI and value and customer experience more so than we have in the past.
All of this is a really good lead up to IBM Watson. So it's been almost 1 year since the official establishment of IBM Watson Health. What are some of the key milestones you've been able to achieve in the last 12 months?
Well, I think the $4 billion investment that we made with Watson Health in terms of the four acquisitions, Exploris and Phytel, that we announced at the last HIMSS, in addition to the Merge acquisition, and now most recently our intent to acquire Trupin Health Analytics, tells us that the commitment that we have to health within IBM is pretty significant. In terms of milestones, we are now, if you were to go to our booth at HIMSS, you would see that Exploris and Phytel are working very well together in producing a population health solution that a client could take on, all the way from, as Charlie mentioned earlier, aggregating the data, but also providing the population health analytics and then carrying that forward into true care management and then patient engagement. So bringing together a solution together is a key milestone for us. Another milestone for us is to bring on additional ecosystem partners, like we announced very recently with Apple, with the acquisition of the weather company recently, and then most recently this morning's announcement about another ecosystem partner. So those ecosystem partners in many ways are milestones for aggregating the right kind of data, aggregating the right kind of analytics, and then putting forth solutions that provide insights into the various problems that our health system partners, our payer partners, our pharma partners are all needing to solve within Watson Health.
Yeah, and I think the one thing that we also like to hear is the feedback we get from the market, from our customers. They're saying that they are appreciative of the fact that IBM and Watson have come together with a complete holistic solution. You cannot piecemeal this together. And interoperability is absolutely critical. We're absolute supporters of that. But we also believe that under the Watson Health umbrella, we need to be able to bring everything to bear that a provider sees necessary to be successful in this space. Because it's a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot. And you know, your acquisition of Truven Analytics and everything that's really just happened this past year, as you mentioned, the $4 billion acquisition. Where is all this going, though, as far as data impacting the industry going forward and in the future of healthcare? I mean, IBM Watson, I think people make synonymous with that, you know, that IBM Watson is the future when they talk about these things.
Well, I think there's multiple investments that Watson Health will make. One of those is on the data side, not just for the sake of aggregating data together. Data just becomes the raw material for some of the insights that we'll have to bring to the market. Not only data-driven insights, but using Watson's cognitive capabilities to draw out knowledge-based insights, to be able to read textbooks and journal articles, and then compare that with the real-world evidence that's going on within the data sets that we're bringing together to really create a set of insights that you can only do by bringing the knowledge-driven and the data-driven parts together. So we will continue to aggregate data from disparate sources. We'll continue to build out risk prediction models that are leveraging those. And then from the knowledge-driven insights, we will partner with content folks who bring different pieces of content together. But at the end of the day, I'm a practicing internist and part-time, but it's daunting to think that the amount of medical knowledge doubles every other year. That means that there's no way that in the future I'll be able to practice and still be able to maintain a degree. So there's no doubt that the future of scaling medicine and being able to make sure that every patient is afforded the best advice, the best treatment, is through cognitive. So our play is really to aggregate all those different pieces together and eventually apply cognitive right on top of that.
Yeah, I mean, everything Anil just said, I will tell you that healthcare data has suffered from a veracity issue for a long time. There are things in healthcare data that are different from many other industries. There are false positives. There is conflicting data. There is an enormous amount of variety. There's an enormous amount of curation that has to happen. And to really go to the level that's necessary to affect change and get people excited and get people behind data and start being more data-driven in their thoughts and their ideas is cognitive. It's at the forefront of that. And that's going to help us move us over that hump as an industry within healthcare that we think is really necessary. So you know, we're excited about that component. It's very real. And again, we're really pleased to see how the market's responding to it.
Can you give us a few details about your announcement at HIMSS this year?
So, announcement this morning?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no. Okay. I'll...
For the Apple news?
Yeah, I'm not up to speed on that.
Well, good thing I can edit that out. No. one last question. Can you share a few of the initiatives or areas of focus coming down the pike for IBM Watson in 2016 or going forward after that?
So I think one of the initiatives will be to work with our ecosystem partners to deliver patient engagement solutions that leverage some of the data we brought together. So let's take, for example, the ability to work with asthmatic patients and combine weather data to see which of those asthmatic patients might be at a higher risk for readmissions and work with those who might make products or medications that treat asthmatics and work with those health systems that are taking on risk in managing asthmatics. So bringing all the different ecosystem partners together to basically help the patient have a much better quality of life by bringing all the data together with the analytics and all the different disparate cognitive insights as to what are the determinants of what might cause an asthmatic patient's asthma to flare. So those are some of the things that you'll be seeing. You'll also be seeing some of the exogenous data plays with Apple, with HealthKit and ResearchKit, and the ability to start doing risk stratification by looking at the patient's non-clinical factors, things that might make them more attuned to being receptive to change versus not being receptive to change. So some of those things. And a lot of things that we're working on, I think you'll see some announcements in the near future that we are not at liberty to share at this moment.
Ditto.
Neil said it great.
Well, Charlie, Dr. Jane, thank you so much for your time today, and enjoy the rest of your hymns.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Carol.